Hello and welcome to the Business Today podcast with me, Rashi. Here are the top stories for you today. Prime Minister Modi will be attending the annual general meeting of a leading business chamber for the first time at a time when the economy has started to recover. He will be delivering the inaugural address at the annual general meeting of the Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, FICCI, on December 13. Till now, Modi had kept his distance from the corporates. UB Group Chairman Vijay Mallya has a case of fraud allegations to answer, a London court was told at the start of a two-week hearing on India's plea for his extradition. Mallya, who is wanted in India on charges of money laundering and owing rupees 9,000 crore in loans linked to his defunct Kingfisher Airlines, denies all charges against him. Huge returns from investments in big entities like Flipkart and Paytm have boosted the value of exits by venture capital firms this year, which touched an unparalleled high and outpaced fresh investments. Investors garnered returns amounting to rupees 16,965 crore in 2017, while new deals brought in capital worth about rupees 7,318 crore. In an effort to understand the slowing GST collections, the Central Board of Excise and Customs has sought detailed field reports with a special focus on top taxpayers. A detailed analysis comparing tax payments before and after GST was imposed has been asked to be submitted. The top 100 assessees will be under the scanner. Patanjali Ayurveda, the consumer goods products company, is all set to diversify into solar equipment manufacturing. This will be the company's first tryst with the infrastructure sector after it made its mark in consumer products. Acharya Balkrishna of Patanjali Ayurveda said the move was in keeping with its Swadeshi focus. Five other nations, along with India, will be driving ad spends in 2018, media agency Group M has predicted. The five nations are US, China, Argentina, Japan, and the UK, which, along with India, will push advertising growth to 4.3% in 2018 versus 3.1% this year. The various Indian institutes of technology have witnessed a 40% rise in the offers that have been offered to the students on the day one of the campus placement sessions this year. Unlike previous years, on day one of this year's placement session, students were offered packages as high as rupees 1 crore. The number of international offers that were given to prospective candidates also increased this year. Godrej and Boyce today launched a new home furniture brand Script targeting the mass premium segment and is eyeing a revenue of rupees 320 crore in the next 3 years from this venture. The company has presence in the furniture category with Godrej Interior, but said Script and Interior would operate as different entities. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Bye for now.